Let's light this candle.
Just keep cranking away.
Take that and think about that for a little
bit. Wow, bro.
You are listening to David Kaplan, weekdays 9 to noon on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
When you're talking about a team in the Rams that was in the Super Bowl and had two really good back-to-back years, they're still playing, you know, good football. They're 5-4. It's hard to win in this league, and they're very well coached. I have ultimate respect for Coach McVay. But you do see with at times, not just quarterbacks, but players in general, that sometimes go through the highs and lows of their careers. And for right now, both of those quarterbacks are kind of in that valley right now. But I think what'll be cool is just seeing, especially for me, when I look at it selfishly on our end, and I look at what Mitchell did last week, the game that he put together under all the circumstances he was under, so proud of just him stepping up and making plays and playing four great quarters. He really did. And I like that.
Cap and Company with David Kaplan on ESPN 1000.
Do you slide on all your nights like this?
Good morning. Welcome in on a beautiful Thursday. It's actually balmy out compared to what it's been. In the First Midwest Bank studio, I'm David Kaplan. This is Cap and Company with Danny Zetterman and Chris Black. We've got Jesse Rogers joining us from Arizona 10, the latest on the GM meetings. Dan Wiederer at 11, and we will carry Matt Nagy when he speaks to the media at 11:45, plus shot, no shot, and a whole bunch of your calls. All right, here's how I want to start today. I need your help. Dial us up, 312-332-3776. Here is our pulse of the people for the day. Danny, what is our question for everyone today?
Which defense is superior? Please take your fandom and your loyalty out of this. Which defense is superior, Bears or Rams? Right now, early in the voting, obviously people couldn't take their fandom out of it because the Bears lead this poll 79% to 21%.
So if you look at the statistical / analytical breakdown, Daniel, the Bears are better in scoring defense significantly. The Bears are better in yards per play. But, and I asked you this when I walked in at 6:25 this morning, I said to you, if you could draft any player on the field between the two teams, you got teams with a quarterback that went number one overall and a quarterback that went number two overall with offensive-minded quarterback guru-type head coaches, yet they would not be in the top 8 to 10 picks of the rosters. Who would you take number one off these two rosters?
There's a 1A and a 1B. Probably I'm taking Aaron Donald 1A, Khalil Mack 1B.
Correct. You wouldn't be, you know, making a mistake going either direction. Then you got to add in Akeem Hicks when healthy and Jalen Ramsey.
With our Pulse of the People question today, though, we're taking Akeem Hicks out of it because obviously for this matchup Sunday, he's not going to be a
factor. Or
Danny
Trevathan.
Correct.
So which defense is superior? Take your loyalty out of it. 346 votes. I'm going to retweet it now. And Bears are winning overwhelmingly.
Because people can't take their loyalty out of it.
They can't.
It's hard to say there's a better defense than the greatest defense in the history of football, the 2019 Chicago Bears defense.
So I think the Bears defense is overrated. I have not seen since the Minnesota game a game where, wow, they were phenomenal. Again, they are missing some guys. That's number one. Number two, we have not seen Khalil Mack be Khalil Mack for whatever reason.
Chip, well, Akeem Hicks being out certainly plays a major factor in that.
No doubt. But he has been chipped. He has been double and triple teamed. He's been used in pass coverage where he's dropping back into coverage. So I need to see him be him and get to Jared Goff when you have a suspect Rams offensive line. Less than suspect. That offensive line's terrible. We think ours is bad. Theirs is worse. So, they're going to try and run the football with Todd Gurley. Got to make sure you do a really good job at bottling him up and forcing Jared Goff to have to beat you, and he doesn't get a lot of time back there. So, That's the question, the pulse of the people. Which defense, take loyalty out of it. The stats favor the Bears in a lot of areas. But probably two of the first three picks would be Rams defenders in Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. So which one would you take? And you have a guy like Wade Phillips, KG veteran, 70-some-year-old defensive coordinator who's been around and been a head coach and been a successful D coordinator for a number of franchises. Will he get to Mitchell Trubisky? Will he make him so confused that he's going to have problems?
Cap, let me add some numbers to this conversation. If you take a look at both defenses, opponents' yard per play, the Bears are third in the NFL, the Rams are fifth. Points per game given up, the Bears are fourth, 17.4 points per game. The Rams are 16th, 21.2. One thing that we talk about often with this Bears defense is giving up points in the fourth quarter. They're 19th in giving up points in the fourth quarter at 6.7. The Rams are 22nd, giving up 7 points per fourth quarter played. Time of possession for the opponent, the Bears are 28th, giving up 31 minutes and 28 seconds time of possession to the opponent. The Rams are 26th, 31 and 20 seconds. And defensive DVOA, a good metric from Football Outsiders, the Bears are 5th, the Rams are 4th. So you have two very comparable defenses going at each other. And I think you said it, we haven't seen the Bears play great. But if you look at all the numbers, the Bears defense is still one of the better defenses in all of the National Football League. And the Rams aren't far behind.
And you've got, what I'm saying is, and I think you agree, playmakers out there. You got guys that...
You have studs. You have stars.
You have stars.
And it's important for the Sunday night matchup because you're not going to see the star potential from the two quarterbacks, but you're going to see it all over the defensive side of the ball.
No question about it. For me, one of the key guys this weekend for the Bears defensively has got to be Eddie Goldman, who's a beast in the middle. He and Nick Williams have got to collapse that pocket so that Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd can do damage.
And Roquan Smith as well. How about we get pop game from Roquan Smith where on the national stage he comes alive, right? And he can enter that category with the other stars we're talking about in this defensive matchup.
Wow, that guy's really good.
Correct.
What's going to be interesting for me is Mitch Trubisky has struggled to throw the ball downfield this year, as all Bear fans know. Eric Weddle and Jalen Ramsey are two of the best in the game in that Rams secondary, and it's going to be interesting to see if he's going to be able to complete some passes down the field, because Matt Nagy is so stubborn, he's not going to commit to the run, and it's going to be hard to run against the front of the Rams.
312-332-3776. This is Matt Nagy yesterday, because he talked about, let's play this first, he talked about Mitchell Trubisky's confidence.
Yeah, I tell you what, Deion, it did it for all of us, you know, and that's why for all of us to kind of just feel like, okay, we know there's going to be good wins, there's going to be sloppy wins, but in the end, when we all look back next year and we look back at that game, we'll remember how it kind of went, but really in the end, we got the win. And it feels good to get that win. Do we want to be better? Do we know that we have a lot higher grades and values for how we play? Yes. But I think all of us, including Mitch, feel a lot better. And the confidence definitely certainly gets higher.
Okay. So he talked about the confidence. And then the follow-up was, does the wrong routes being ran by some receivers affect Mitch's confidence?
If I was playing quarterback and that happened, I can just speak for me, my trust would be affected a little bit. But then it gets earned back when they come back the next play, they make a play for you. It's a part of the game. Sometimes that happens, and then they're able to, you know, you saw what Mitch did on some of those was he used his legs to take like a -3 yard gain to a +3 yard gain. That's a 6 yard net that now you're in 2nd and 7 instead of 2nd and 13.
Okay, look, we all know Mitch needs more confidence. 4 great quarters. Chris, didn't you think that was overstating it a bit?
Yeah. Did you see the first quarter?
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 great quarters? Yeah, I get he's trying to say anything he can to help his guy, but there was no chance that was 4 great quarters. No chance. So, 312-332-3776. Stacy's on the south side. Stace, what's up?
Yeah, how y'all doing? What's up? Love the show.
Yeah, the man. What's going on?
But if you're telling me that we have no Akeem, that Akeem Hicks and Trevathan is not in the equation, then I got to go with the Rams defense. They got more than enough. I mean, those stats that he was quoting, they good stats. But if those two people are missing, then they part of those stats, right?
Yeah, no question about it. The thing is that the Bears' start of the season was much better than the last few weeks of the season. They were bad on the 97-yard drive in London. They were bad on multiple drives against the Eagles. They allowed Jeff Driskel a couple of long drives to get back in that game and make it a one-score game. So, Stacy, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Man, no problem. Y'all have a good day.
You too. See you, kid. Adam Abdallah tweeted this. Wouldn't you call Abdallah a hater, Chris?
Yeah, without a doubt. He wakes up, he drinks Haterade for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No question.
And he doesn't even eat protein with that Haterade. He just goes straight to the bottle.
Correct. But he says Bears defensive ranking since week 5, that includes the Raiders game in London. Yards per game, 356.6. That's 19th in the National Football League. Yards per play, 5.24. That's 14th. In the National Football League. Yards per carry, 4.05. 15th in the National Football League. Points allowed per game, 22.4. 16th in the National Football League. And turnovers, 4. That's tied for 26 per ESPN Stats and Info. Thank you, Adam A. Abdallah on Twitter.
I'm always the first to defend Adam Abdallah because he's my friend. How can you call him a hater? He's simply stating the facts. These are stats.
Stats skewed.
Don't lie.
He gathered a bunch of negative stats and put them all into one tweet.
Correct.
Well, we're talking about the defense, and he's pointing out simply that this isn't the world-beating defense that everyone wants to make it out to be.
Okay. As Chris Black, who is not a hater, third in opponent's yards per play, fourth in points per game, fifth in defensive DVOA, is pretty good, in my opinion, Chris Black just tweeted.
Yeah, and see, like, I understand what he's saying. Without Akeem Hicks, the Bears' defense is different than what we've seen in the past.
No doubt.
But overall, when you look up and down the National Football League, this defense is still highly ranked. So I get it. In one game, yes, Akeem Hicks would add, and they would be even better. But if you look at the stats, and overall, for the entire season, they're having a really good year. And you can look at the Rams. The Rams are dealing with injuries up and down their roster, too. So, you know, you can have stats to back up both cases. If you want to say they're slumping on defense, I can see what you're talking about because we also saw Detroit with our eyes go down the field and score and threaten the Bears and try and win a football game at Soldier Field last weekend. We all saw that, and we saw the 4-game losing streak as well, Cap, because I don't know if anyone would say the defense was playing outstanding during that stretch.
Right.
And it all comes together, right? But I think this Bears defense does have the potential, and they've shown at points this season that they are still an elite unit across the board in the National Football League.
So they have got to go out and make a statement Sunday night. Guess what, guys? Enough. Enough of the long drives. Enough of forgetting to cover the freaking tight ends for the Philadelphia Eagles on 3rd and 12, 3rd and 13. Multiple times. We work hard to get in that position, and then we allow them to complete a pass, get a big run, whatever the case may be. So this is something that we've got to watch on Sunday night because the Rams do have playmakers, and you can't think that Mitchell Trubisky is going to light them up. I hope he does, but he hasn't done anything in his past to indicate to us that's what's coming. 312-332-3776. Let's go to London. What do you think? George usually calls on Mondays. He's dialing us up right now. Hey, George, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I've got some keys to watch out for in this game against the Rams on offense and defense. Okay, so the Rams' offense, their offensive line is in a real bad state at the moment. Their two top receivers are Gerald Everett at the tight end and Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp has been dealing with injuries. What are you going to see them try and attack us on their offense? Is they're going to try and high-low zone. So basically, delayed release from Todd Gurley in the flat, You'll have Everett delayed release going short zone, and you'll have Cooper Kupp running deep, so he takes the safeties and linebackers' attention. We've been being beaten by that Bryce Rickens regularly this season by teams, but their middle of the offensive line and their tackles are not in great shape. There are a lot of injuries, and that's where we can get at Goff, who hates pressure straight up the middle, and that's what we need to do. On defense, they like to play a lot of man coverage. They like to send a lot of overload blitzes. That's been Wade Phillips' MO since the day he entered the league when he was back in the old days. So what we need to do there is we need to get them out of the box. And the only way you can do that is by overloading one side of the line and running to that side. You can go away from Donald, or you can trap Donald inside and you can go outside him. It's one or the other. You can't do both. You can't just run up straight at him. And in terms of the man coverage, it's a case of running those guys off. They play one high safety more often than not because of that man coverage. So we need to see all seam routes at least two or three times.
Hey, my man, enjoy Sunday night. What time will it be in London when you're watching that game?
What time's kickoff? Is it 3 p.m. your time?
7:20 Chicago time.
7:20 Chicago time. It'll be 2:45 by the time it kicks off, 2:20, 2:30. In the morning.
All right. Well, we'll be looking for your call on Monday. Don't oversleep us.
No, I'll still do it.
You're the best. We'll see you. Have a great day.
Love you guys. Bye, Dan.
See ya. There's our guy, George, who has history in the sport of football and is a great follow on Twitter. He puts out videos and breaks down a lot of the technical stuff in the game. He's at Bearlissimo on Twitter. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Brett in Willowbrook. Hey, Brett, what's up, Sparky?
Morning, Cap. How are you?
How you doing, kid?
Good. All right. So I think we all know how the next 6 to 9 months is going to play out for the Bears. Mitch is going to play a little better than he was in the first half of the season, partially because there's nowhere to go but up. But he'll be a little bit better like he was against the Lions. And then Pace is going to point to that improvement in the offseason is why they're going to stick with him for next year, probably pick up the fifth year. You know, we like his resiliency. We think he really turned a corner. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to get stuck in the same crap cycle for the next 2 years. I feel like I can hear the press conferences now. And I really think that's how it's all going to play out, and wanted to hear what you guys have to think about that.
So do you not believe that they're at least going to bring competition in?
I don't. I think that Pace wants any reason he can to, like, you know, confirmation bias, right, to stick by his decision. And he'll look for any improvement to say, you know, we think Mitch really got better. We're really excited to see what he can do in year four. He showed toughness, and I think that it's going to be his job to lose again. I really do, unless he's terrible again. But I think any improvement at all, and that's what they're going to do for next year.
Yeah, I will be surprised, very surprised, if they don't at least bring in a very competent veteran quarterback. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. If the Bears do go to Colin Kaepernick's workout, will they make that public? I've tried every which way, every source, can't find out a thing. They haven't acknowledged it. They haven't said if they're going to go. Matt Nagy said, that's not my call. Well, we'll discuss that. We'll talk about this defense of the Rams against Mitch and the Bears defense against Jared Goff and compare the rosters. We're all over that next.
You're listening to Cap and Company starring David Kaplan on ESPN 1000.
I honestly have no idea right now. I'm just kind of focused in on where we're at. So I'll leave that up to Ryan and those guys and see. And I know that, you know, they'll have a handle on that.
Cap and Company with David Kaplan on ESPN 1000.
Hey, this hour brought to you by NBC Sports Chicago. Blackhawks took one last night, 5-3 from the Golden Knights. Remember, NBC Sports Chicago is your only home for Blackhawks games this season. And if you got your feet wet on that game, Steve Conroy on the pregame show with Pat Boyle and Jamal Mayers, they have this puck luck segment they do where they make predictions and bets. Steve Conroy said, bet the Blackhawks win by more than a goal and a half. And they were a huge underdog just to win the game. He goes, yeah, when you come back off the road, the first game back off the road is usually a tough turnaround. And they'd been on a road trip where they were struggling, the Vegas Golden Knights. And so he said, play the Hawks to win the game by more than a goal and a half at plus 400. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Way to go, Stevie Conroy and Patty Boyle. 312-332-3776. If the Bears go to Colin Kaepernick's workout, will they make that public? Should they make that public? Do they need to make that public? I don't know if they need to. I think it'd be in everyone's best interest to probably get their fan base off their back and just say, yeah, we had a guy there. And I do think the league will end up making the list available. I do. Right now they're saying they won't. I bet you they do. Chris, do you think they need to acknowledge it publicly and say, yep, we'll have whoever, Josh Lucas, Ryan Pace, whoever it is?
Who, the Bears?
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't matter as long as they're doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I disagree with your take that they should just go so people see that they went. They need to go so then they have the information.
I didn't say that they shouldn't evaluate it with an open mind.
Yeah, but you just said, like, because of the backlash or people saying, no. They should already be thinking about going because they're scouting every possible quarterback, because the reason their season is in turmoil is because their quarterback stinks.
So
every possible avenue to find a quarterback, they should be researching 24/7 to find a quarterback for this franchise. Guess why? Because they botched the position. End of story.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what I think or what the good PR is, what the bad PR
is. No, but
is,
perception
listing,
becomes
like
reality.
Coming out in public and saying, how about this? Fix the quarterback position. And part of that is seeing every possible option. So do we in this room think that Colin Kaepernick is going to be an elite quarterback in the NFL or even a starter? Probably not. I think we all fall on the line where he hasn't played in 3 years, and the last time he played, he wasn't that good, so he's probably not going to be great. Okay, put that to the side. They need to do anything they can that is possible finding the next quarterback of this team, and that's why when you saw the tweet listing off all the scouts who were at LSU Alabama last weekend, it was disappointing to see that the Bears weren't on that list. They have to be doing everything in their power to fixing this position.
Correct. But because you are not on a list doesn't mean you weren't there.
Okay. Well, I hope they were. And I hope that they're checking out to see if Kaepernick could even be a backup. Because what I've seen this season is that the Bears' backup isn't even good enough to take the seat of the starter, who's not even good enough based on NFL caliber starting quarterback standards.
The teams that have publicly acknowledged they will be at Kaepernick's workout: Atlanta Falcons, Cincinnati Bengals, Dallas Cowboys, Denver Broncos, Detroit Lions, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, New York Giants, New York Jets, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Those are the teams that have confirmed they'll have some type of a representative. Matt Nagy avoided the question. Here's Matt Nagy yesterday on whether or not they are going to bring someone in about Kaepernick.
I honestly have no idea right now. I'm just kind of focused in on where we're at. So I'll leave that up to Ryan and those guys and see. And I know that, they'll have a handle on that. Well, yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, he's been out of the game a little bit, but when he was, doing well, and playing, he definitely was a weapon. So it'll be curious to see how he does. I have no idea. Again, for me, I wish him the best and all that, and you always root good for people. But for where I'm at right now personally, we're so focused in on the Rams.
There you go. So
I think personally that if they do go, and I agree 100% with Chris, they have to go. And they don't have to go for the dog and pony show purposes. They have to go because they need a quarterback.
Agreed.
And if he's an available quarterback that could help your team, you should have a representative there. That's why you employ scouts, right? That's why you pay money to guys who can help evaluate talent. You should have one of those guys down there to see. But I think the Bears need to go and make it public.
I'm with you.
I think if they go, they can't be scared of the reaction. They can't hide behind anonymity. They need to let their fans know front and center, yes, we were there. Yes, we're interested. The Bears have dropped the ball several times this year when it comes to the media and the way they've expressed themselves. First, you've got Eddie Pinero with the hash mark thing. He probably shouldn't have said that to the media, but it looks like there's a lack of communication at House Hall. You've got Mitch Trubisky talking about the TVs, and he wants the TVs off. And whether or not the media overreacted to that or not, he should have probably not said that publicly. You've got Matt Nagy assigning reporters to watch the Colts game because they're questioning him on some decisions he made. And then lastly, we found out from Dan Weider this week that the Bears front office didn't go down and examine Deshaun Watson in a private workout and dinner. These are black eyes on a Bears organization that aren't winning football games right now. So they should get ahead of it and be like, yes, we're going to see Colin Kaepernick. We need help at that position. And we're being transparent with you fans right now to let you know, hey, we'll be there. We're not hiding behind anonymity. We're not scared of the reaction.
I agree with you 100%. Go down there because you want to know, can he play? Look, if there was a email blast that went out to every NFL team and they said, you're not going to believe this, we found a giraffe in the middle of Europe and he is an amazing quarterback. He's a giraffe and he can play quarterback. Then get a freaking scout on the plane and get to Europe and go watch the giraffe that can play quarterback. Anyone that can play the position at all, anyone, go look at him and try and solve the problem.
How would a giraffe throw a football without thumbs?
Giraffes don't have thumbs.
Yeah, don't they have hooves?
I don't know. Maybe they got an extended piece off their hoof that's a thumb they can wrap around the ball and shoo, catch that, Alan. Alan Robinson, one of the top five in the NFL, he's got a 53-catch streak without dropping a ball. That's pretty good. Like that a lot. So keep it going. 312-332-3776. Let's go back to the phones. And Patrick's in Downers Grove. Patrick, what's up, Sparky?
I never understood why you wouldn't just say you went and why any organization in any sport wouldn't just go and see who's there. You never know. What happens if there's a receiver there that catches the ball great? You're like, hey, who's that guy? You know, I never get it. All these organizations don't want to say anything. What's the big deal?
Well, the problem is that you have, and again, I don't talk politics on this show, so I'm not going to, but you do have some people in some organizations or fan bases that go, you guys take that guy and I'm done with you. You have others that say, you don't take that guy and I'm done with you. You got people, it's such a polarizing issue. That's why people don't want to deal with it. And there was an interesting thing they were talking about today on ESPN coming in. I was listening to it on satellite and they said, you had the Ravens come out and want to talk about Kaepernick. This is going back, I think, a year. They got crushed. And that's why teams and the Seahawks did the same thing. Got blasted. And that is why, I appreciate your call, Patrick. That is why teams have reached out to the league. How do we handle this? Because we don't need the backlash from either the pro or anti-Kaepernick camps. That's why they're doing this. Bob in Edgebrook. What's up, Bob? How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling and listening.
I just want to say really quick, I agree with you guys regarding Trubisky and going to see Kaepernick. I think Trubisky needs to feel a little bit of heat, too. I'm sure he already does. But, you know, I think this is an organizational thing. But my main point was regarding the defense. You know, I think Mac is getting a lot of grief. But I think we need to look at the other side. I don't think Leonard Floyd is producing. And to me, he looks more like a basketball player on the line. He's tall, he's skinny, not really getting any pressure. So if everyone's giving Mac attention or people are only going to single him out or if he drops back into coverage, what is Leonard Floyd doing? You know, I think if he can pick his numbers up, then people will start paying attention to Floyd and then they'll forget about Mac and then Mac's back on attack. So I'll hang up and let you guys hear what you think. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening to the show. Look, I agree with Danny that you got and Chris that you have to go down there with an open mind and go, can that guy play or not? And if he can't play, get back on the plane, file your report and go, no, he doesn't have it. But if he can, then you bring him in, you give him an opportunity. But I also believe with the missteps that they've made, with the hits that they've taken, they need to let people know, yep, we're going to be there. Whether it's the giraffe in Europe or Colin Kaepernick, we're going to check every available option and try and get this thing solved, whether that's Mitch or somebody else.
Again, I don't understand how a giraffe is throwing a football without thumbs, but it's an interesting thought there, Cap. With this crew scouting Kaepernick and the draft, do we even trust them to have a beat on what a quarterback who can play in the NFL looks like? Because to your point, they have scouted a draft before. Mm-hmm. Mike Glennon was signed in free agency to be the quarterback of this team from this front office. He was terrible.
Well, I think they brought some guys in from New Orleans who were there when they brought in Drew Brees, who was on hard times in San Diego.
Well, listen, it hasn't worked out for them. So do Bears fans even trust this group to figure out the quarterback position?
But does that even matter? Those guys aren't going anywhere. That's who it is.
Well, no, but you say they're not going anywhere. They will go somewhere if they don't figure out the quarterback position. They will be heading out of town. There's no chance they stick around if they continue to botch the position. That's just how the NFL works.
Don't disagree, but it's not right now. They are going to be the guys that are going down.
Well, I wonder if Bears fans trust that.
Does it really matter?
Yeah, it matters. Of course it matters.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't change the fact that whether they trust them or not, those are the guys getting on the plane.
Well, yes, for this weekend, yes. I'm talking about the future of this team. They have to fix the quarterback position.
Absolutely, and that's why I'm saying if there is a giraffe with thumbs out there, you got to find him. The giraffe with thumbs who could see over the line and throw the ball on a dime 85 yards down the field, sign the giraffe.
What? Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, I think there's many people that agree with me. I don't trust Ryan Pace to find a quarterback. Based on the article that came out this week from Dan Weider and Rich Campbell in the Chicago Tribune, everything that we've gathered to know from behind the scenes, what we've seen on the field, it seems to me as if he doesn't know how to look and scout at the quarterback position.
Look, he's got the heat on him. There's no question about it. He has got to deliver. I still think that they're all in on Mitch. I do. I know there are people that have made their decision and moved on. I still think, from my seat, I think they think that he's the guy. We'll see. 312-332-3776 is the phone number. Again, we're going to talk to Jesse at 10 o'clock and get the latest goings on from the GM meetings. He's been covering both sides of town. And the White Sox have been pretty open. Hey, we're in this thing to take the next step. Well, the Cubs have been pretty open that everything's on the table, and they've been changing around the coaching staff. They hired a new scouting director yesterday whose contract was up in Oakland but had worked for the Cardinals and drafted Jack Flaherty and Michael Wacha and some other guys. And I just read the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today. Derek Gould with a really good article, Danny. You should read it. It is all about the Cubs going and plundering Dan Kantrovitz as their new head of scouting and choosing all the players in the draft. And the quote was, he's so good at finding pitchers with the Cardinals, someone else is getting the credit, the GM, and now he's gone to the north side. So we'll see. 312-332-3776, Paul on the north side. Hey, Paul, what's up, kid?
Hey, Cap, love your show.
Thanks, man, appreciate you listening.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel our organization is so short-sighted that they'll stay with Mitch. And I don't know, maybe it'll just be another general manager leaving like we had Emery leave, you know, last time, or Angelo before him. You know, holding on to Mitch too long and us just not getting wins and taking advantage of this championship window. So that's how I feel.
Well, I believe that they're still committed to him, but they have to bring in competition. They have to, and they have to draft a youngster or also be in that room. They have to.
Well, do you think they'll get a Mariota or a Newton or somebody who might be effective out there?
I do think they will get a more competent player than Chase Daniel. I don't know if that's Cam Newton, and I'd have some concerns there. This is a guy who makes his living with his feet. He's got a foot problem, and he throws, and he had a shoulder surgery, which is very tough to come back from.
He's pretty broken. You're right. You're right. Yeah.
So we'll see. Have a good day, man.
You too, Cap. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, bud. 312-332-3776. Tom Brady's trainer, Alex Guerrero, says he had a chat with Brady about how long he wants to play. It's interesting. Very interesting because, Danny, what did Tom Brady and what did Shefty say? Brady has put his contract together where he can get out and go wherever he wants after this season.
Correct. And I believe they said he'll be a Chicago Bear next year.
That'd be amazing.
Would you then root for him? Because we know how you hate everything Patriots, specifically Tom Brady.
I don't hate Tom Brady.
You also claim Tom Brady would never win a Super Bowl again. How would that fare if he came to the Bears?
No, I said he wouldn't win a Super Bowl as a Patriot again.
No, you said he will never win a Super Bowl again. Don't now try the caveats. Oh, I said as a Patriot, of course I left it open that he could come to the Bears.
What about the draft?
You said he would never win a Super Bowl again. How would you be able to root for the Bears to win a Super Bowl if you said that? Would you be rooting more for your prediction or more for the Bears?
More for the Bears. 100%. Anyway, he told Alex Guerrero what his thoughts are. We know that Giselle has said, you can retire. We got plenty of money. You can retire. Brady with an interesting comment. We'll tell you about that. More of your calls. 312-332-3776. Be right back.
Carmen and Yurko.
Preparations continue at Halas for the Rams as the Bears will hit the road for Los Angeles in Sunday Night Football. Plus, Colin Kaepernick's workout for NFL teams is coming up. We'll talk with Adam Schefter at 1:30. Plus, the very latest on the fallout from the Astros sign-stealing controversy and so much more.
Carmen and Yurko.
Join us for the fun at noon on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Thanks, boys. Welcome back. ESPN 1000. It's 9:47 in the great city of Chicago. Phone lines are hopping. And Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has long said, I can play till I'm 45. But his longtime personal trainer, Alex Guerrero, said that he chatted with Brady recently. Chris, what age do you think Brady wants to play till now?
45.
46 or 47. No one thought you could play at the elite level in your late 30s, early 40s. That's something we always felt we could do, said Guerrero. I have really wanted to be there to help him accomplish that goal. I certainly do believe 45 is a very realistic goal. And every year he just adds another year. He came in and said, guys, I feel so good. I still think I'm going to go till 45. I'm like, okay. And now he said, Alex, I think I can go 46, 47. Like 46, 47. That would keep him in the NFL through the 2023 or 2024 season. How about that? That is unreal. And if you see him, his body is not like sculpted like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. But he believes in pliability. So he gets this deep tissue massage all the time, which he said is excruciatingly painful, but it allows him to recover more quickly from repeated hits in the backfield when he gets sacked. I think that's unbelievable. 46 or 47. Make it in a Bear jersey, please, dear God. Anyway, 312-332-3776. Let's go to the phones. And Rory's in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Rory, what's up?
Hey, Cap, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Just down there. Got the Notre Dame sickness right now. You know, still mad over the Michigan game. But, hey, what do you do?
That was a good day for me because I'm not a domer.
Hey, listen real quick. Now, don't you think as an organization and as far as with the Chicago Bears with this Mitch Trubisky setback, don't you think we can't afford Khalil Mack right now to try to put him up for, like, some draft picks, get the picks, build up the team, quarterback, lineman, and even Leonard Floyd, just to do some cleaning up a little bit. And that's all I wanted to say. Love your show, and I'm going to sit back and listen.
All right, appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot. Chris, if your phone rang and you were sitting in the executive suite and they said, I'll give you two number one picks and a four, I want Khalil Mack, would you do it?
Is the number in my phone already? Because I don't answer calls from numbers that are not in my phone.
Ever?
Yeah, ever. I'm a millennial. You don't do that. Who's calling you that's not in your phone?
Okay, so what if Danny was in jail? He got in trouble the night before.
Sucks to be Danny. Why are you in jail?
And he's making his one call, and it's to you.
All right. Leave a message. Hopefully I listen to it.
He's not on an island there. My phone rings, and I don't know what the number is. Yeah. Forget it. Don't care. Not answering.
Guess what, Cap? No shot.
No shot.
Really?
Never.
Who's calling you randomly?
It's a bot. It's a salesperson.
Hello, David Kaplan. Will you please have our insurance for your life?
You're like, what?
You're like, you owe money to the IRS, David Kaplan.
And then you start yelling at the robot on the other end of the phone. Not, I've seen you do it.
We're okay. Not all like you, Cap. Like,
I've
been in the car with you when your phone rings, and you're like a puppy. You're excited like someone's coming to pay you. Oh, the phone's ringing. Someone wants to talk to me. And you answer it full of excitement. The average person that's listening to us right now, when the phone rings and it's someone they don't know, they're like, oh, man, who's this?
Let me guess. You also have people come to your front door. People just knock on your front door and they're just, hello, David Kaplan, I'd like to sell you this ham and cheese sandwich. Would you like one? And you're like, oh, this is great.
Okay, you want to laugh?
I'm keto friendly.
You want to laugh? A couple years ago, I go to the door. Someone was knocking. Then he rings the doorbell and I look and it's this, probably 25-year-old guy. I open the door. Hi, can I help you? He said, hi, I'm selling the world's greatest steak knives.
Oh, please.
Cutco. Guess what? I bought them. Hey, honey, guess what I bought today? Cutco steak knives.
Cap.
With free lifetime sharpening.
Oh, yes, I'm well aware.
And I actually called the guy, 6 months ago.
Bought another set?
No. I said, hey, man, you promised me free sharpening. He goes, absolutely. When do you want me to come out? I said, can you come tonight? He's like, I'm actually going to be in your area. Yeah. And he was in my kitchen, and he sharpened all the knives.
You just let someone into your house that came up to your house randomly?
The best part is you let someone into your house wielding knives.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. They were in his case that he had on wheels. It wasn't like he had a knife in his hand.
There's so many questions here, Danny. Cap, we're concerned for your well-being. You shouldn't be letting strangers into your house.
You want me to tell you? I love when the phone rings. It's like another chance at an adventure.
Yeah, because you cannot be alone. Silence is murder to you.
It is. I hate silence. Hate it.
Yeah, this morning we were walking down the hall to go record a spot, and you were singing a Chris Black song.
I was.
I don't even know what it was to. You were just singing my name.
I don't remember what I was singing, but I was singing your name. I kept going, Chris Black. And look, Danny, you hear me come in, whatever time it is.
It's whistling and doo-doo-doos down the hall. Whistling and doo-doo-doos. God forbid it could be silent. We've got to have whistling and doo-doo-doos. Like, honestly, if somebody could figure out a way for us all to hear what goes on in your mind, that would be the most entertaining radio we could do. Like, if they could attach some kind of, like, electrodes to your brain and, like, whatever's going on in there actually went out to the world.
Danny, you've seen Up, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know the dog, how you can hear what the dog is thinking?
That's great.
Squirrel!
Hey, what do you mean to tell you? I am who I am. My plane goes down today. You're going to miss the doo-doo-dooing down the hallway.
Cap, you're going to have a nice trip. Your plane's not going down.
I'm not saying it is, but if it did,
well, don't put
God
that
forbid,
out there. Don't put that out there.
Why would you say such a horrible thing?
Because you'd miss the doo-doo-dooing coming down the hall.
There are things about you I would miss. I promise you the doo-doo-dooing would not be one of them.
Wow. We would doo-doo-doo at your funeral.
All right, we've got to take a timeout. 312-332. You're unbelievable. 312-332-3776. We'll get more of your calls, and Jesse Rogers will give us a quick update on the GM meetings in Arizona. We'll be right back.